With the Environment and Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. When she was just a shy 17-year-old, Destiny Watford of South Baltimore decided to take on the entire political establishment in Maryland over a development project proposed near her neighborhood in Curtis Bay. A New York-based company called Energy Answers was proposing to build what would be America's biggest trash-burning incinerator in Fairfield, near the southern tip of the city. The project would generate electricity, but it would also add air pollution to a frequently dumped-upon community already burdened with the worst air quality in the state and high asthma rates, not to mention a sewage plant, chemical factories, and coal piers. The developers had almost everyone on their side pushing for the billion-dollar project, including Governor Martin O'Malley, Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake, and four suburban government councils. But the project did not have Destiny on its side. Destiny Watford and friends at Benjamin Franklin High School formed a student organization called Free Your Voice to fight the incinerator. And over a period of 2 years, they held marches and protests and met with all of the local leaders who would listen to them. In the end, Watford's coalition succeeded in convincing Baltimore area governments to cancel their energy purchase contracts with the developer, which helped to kill the project. On Monday, Watford received an international award for environmental heroism, the prestigious Goldman Environmental Prize. Now a 20-year-old student at Towson University, Watford spoke at the Goldman Prize award ceremony in San Francisco.
I'm from Baltimore, a place that is on the front lines of many injustices, from police brutality, racial discrimination, economic inequality, and environmental injustice. In Baltimore, the number of deaths related to air pollution is higher than the homicide rate. And 50% of deaths in my community are avoidable.
When Governor O'Malley was chairman of the Democratic Governors Association in 2010, the Energy Answers developers gave the association $100,000. The check was dated the same day that O'Malley signed legislation that helped the incinerator project by classifying trash burning as a clean source of energy worthy of state subsidies. In December, Watford and allies organized a march of more than 100 protesters in a sit-in at the Maryland Department of the Environment. Seven protesters were arrested.
We decided that it isn't the fate of our community or our planet to be a dumping ground.
To help Watford, the group I work for, the Environmental Integrity Project, filed a legal challenge to the project's permit. On March 17th, the state nullified the permit. Now Watford is trying to organize a healthier type of development on the vacant land in Fairfield.
We are now calling on FMC Corporation, the company that owns the land, to release the 90 acres of land being held by Energy Answers. This will make way for community-driven development initiatives, including a community-owned solar farm.
And now that Watford has won the Goldman Prize, which comes with a $175,000 award, she is going to use the money to keep fighting for a cleaner and healthier Baltimore. Here's a song written by Leah and Dre Rose of the Free Your Voice student group. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, sponsored by the Able Foundation. This program is independently owned, and the views expressed are solely my own.
18-year-old girl living in a world where no one cares about the safety of this girl. Money, 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 that seems to be the anthem, destroying the world and always taking it for granted. No more green, only buildings, and all that I can see is landfills. I'm disgusted, I can't believe we trusted the world, but it's not too late to be adjusted. We have our rights according to the amendments, but why do we feel like we've been so resented, ignored, shoved to the side, where opinions don't matter, where opinions only die. It's time to stand up.